This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this episode, we're going to focus on the under 25 training sessions. We'll be hearing from two of the riders who took part in the recent Ocala training sessions. Zach Brandt will be here in a moment, and then we'll hear from Lizzie Snow. And then finally, we'll hear from the coach himself, Leslie Law. Well, Zach Brandt joins me now, who took part in the under 25 training sessions there in Ocala, who's actually based in Ocala too. Zach, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you are based there year-round, I understand, and you train with John Hollins, so you're quite the Floridian now. How long have you been based down there?
I'm based in Florida about 2.5 years. I am from California originally, and I moved out east actually to work for Will Faudry almost 4 years ago now, in 2013, and I was up there for just over a year working for Will and had a great time there and learned a lot. And then my mare that I had at the three-star level unfortunately got injured. I had met John a few times throughout just being at shows and events and whatnot. And it just seemed like the right move. And John's a great guy. And I've been with John for the last 2.5 years. And he's really done amazing by me, and he's found me some really nice horses, and he's helped me a lot as a rider and a trainer and just as a horseman and in business in general. So I've been down here in Ocala for the last 2.5 years.
Okay. Well, you took part in the under 25 training session, which we want to talk about, with a horse, a two-star horse that you did last spring with, and you're heading up to advanced, hopefully, this season with him. But tell us how you came upon this horse. Tell us about him. What's his name, how old he is, and where you found him?
Show name is Vasiliev. His barn name is Larry, which actually suits him really well if you get to know him a little bit. But John actually imported him for a client of his 4 years ago as a five-year-old. The girl's name was Megan Johnston, and she rode him and produced him through training level and did a lovely job. And then she decided that she worked at the track for a while galloping racehorses, and she decided that that was something that she wanted to pursue full-time. And she decided that she wanted to sell that horse. And at the time, I just had my three-star mare, but she was 12 and coming 13 the following year, and I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen with her. And it just, you know, it's important to, at least I've learned and discovered, that it's important to start building a string of horses, and the more you have it, you know, you diversify your portfolio a bit. So I actually tried the horse before the horse even went on the market, and John really highly recommended the horse and thought really highly of it, even though it was young and had only gone training level. But I sat on it and immediately clicked with the horse, and he's progressed up the levels really well. And he really is. He's an awesome horse. He's the most amazing cross country horse I've ever sat on, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully him moving up to advanced next month.
So going into these training sessions, Zach, what were you wanting to work on with this horse?
He's quite good in the jumping phases, and he struggles a bit more on the flat. While he is stronger in the jumping phases, he also is quite a strong, hot horse. And it makes him a bit difficult to ride, particularly in the show jumping sometimes. And he does get quite strong cross country, but I think that's what makes him a really good horse. I wanted to work on his show jumping and work on his dressage. And, Leslie has been so helpful with that. And I've known Leslie for a while now, and I've ridden with him several times before. before then. And I've found them to be very helpful with my horses, whether they've been upper level horses or young horses. He's been very helpful. So I was really looking forward to having him to ride with all week last week. And he was, as always, very helpful. So, yeah.
What did you feel you needed as a rider to concentrate on then at this point in the season and in your career, Zach, that would be helpful about having these under 25 training sessions?
Well, I think that, you know, as all of us are guilty of doing, is we get a bit caught up in our goals, and we want to reach those goals, and you know, we want the horses to be going well, and you know, it's important to and I, you know, I tend to fall into that trap a bit sometimes, especially when the horse is about to move up a level. Is, you know, you want everything to be going on track, and but simply, especially with horses, as everyone knows, is that just doesn't happen. And so, you know, Leslie talked a lot about the big picture, and I try and, you know, I'm aware of that, and I try and focus on that at home, but the thing that I like the most out of these under 25 training sessions is that we spend time talking at the beginning of every day on, you know, whether it be the theory of dressage, the theory of cross country, theory of show jumping, or just talking about the business aspect of the sport and horse management or nutrition or whatever it may be. It's like just a crash course intensive program on how to get the most out of you and your horse and run a top level barn. And, you know, the riding is very important as well, but all the other aspects, whether it's business or stable management or horse management or nutrition management, whatever, all of those are so crucial to making sure that you have the opportunity to ride at the upper levels. And, we focus a lot on that, and then it's also nice to be able to ride in groups with other riders and sit and watch other lessons, because you learn. I feel like sometimes I learn more from watching other people's lessons than I do my own, because I'm so caught up in what I'm having to work on, and, you know, everybody has different struggles or whatever, but we're all working towards the same goal. So it's interesting to see things from a different perspective for a different horse and rider combination, and learning and watching and learning from them. And I really, that's a special part of it that I really enjoy.
So what would you say your biggest takeaways were from the session that you took part in, Zach, and that you'll be now focusing on before the next event?
I think that, you know, Leslie said one day, when we were just talking about the sport as a whole, he was saying that, you know, it goes for any sport, really. As you progress up the levels of any sport, the basics become more and more important, and the fundamentals on which you learn and the horse learns become even more important as you go up the levels. And so, you know, with my horse getting ready to go do his first advance in a few weeks here, you know, it's easy to want to drill the movements and drill the flying changes, drill the half pass, drill, you know, get ready for advance. But most importantly, with any horse, no matter what level they're going at, no matter what they're preparing for, the basics are most important. And whether that's just coming out and having a day where you just focus on the contact, or, you know, you focus on just the suppleness of the horse or the quality of the paces, or is the horse on my aids? Do they move away from my leg? Do they move forward off my seat? Do they collect off my seat? And because truly, if your horse is on your aids and your horse is utilizing the bay and you are utilizing the basics, you should be able to, the movements in the test are simply tricks that's easy to do when the horse is going forward into your hand and is responding to your aids and off your seat and off your seat and leg. And that's more important than anything else. And Leslie just really drilled the basics into all of us last week every day, whether it was in the dressage or in the show jumping or in the cross country. And I think that that is really the thing that I took away the most from it, is just how important the basics are, and how, regardless of what you're preparing for, whether it's a young horse doing its first ever event or your upper level horse getting ready to do its first Rolex Kentucky, you know, that horse still needs to move away from the leg and be able to bend and be supple and respond properly to the aids, regardless of what level it's going. And that was really, I plan on having that plan every time that I get on my horses every day, from now on, or be more conscious of those basics.
Yeah, very good plan there. I think it always comes back to the basics, doesn't it, Zach? Well, thank you very much indeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the program, and the very best of luck as you move up to advance with this horse this season.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, Lizzie Snow joins me from her training base in North Carolina. Lizzie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are things in North Carolina? You have your own business now.
I do. Things are good here. It's nice and warm. We had a little bit of ice a couple weeks ago, but the weather's good again. Things are a little bit busy. Everything's starting to pick back up again around here, which is really nice. But yeah, things are good.
And you told me you've got four horses, but you're in school for full-time as well to get a bachelor's in business law. So you're really keeping very, very busy. Still training with Bobby Costello, though. Life is interested and varied at the moment.
It is. It's a little bit of a different scenario than I was in last year, but it's all good. I'm still able to ride and teach and train and do all that fun stuff, but I also have a full school load to do too. So it's been a bit of an adjusting period, but it's all going well at the moment. So knock on wood, that continues.
Yes, for sure. Well, we want to talk about the under 25 training sessions that you did, because we know you were talent spotted for this. So tell us about the horse and how you began that partnership, what that looks like, and why you were excited to get this slot with Leslie Law on the training session.
Sure. So I acquired this mare last August, I believe. And she belonged to a student of Waylon Roberts, and he had been competing her a bit last year. So she did the CCI 2-star at Bromont last summer. And this past fall, I did just two preliminary horse trials. I kind of had a rough medical year with shoulder surgery and foot surgery and all that. So I wasn't able to compete a lot. So I was lucky enough to be talent spotted onto the E25 list this year, which was great. And I only just started riding again in the middle of December. So to be able to go down with Leslie and kind of get a new start basically with everything was really, really helpful. And he's always been very nice and very informative, and it was great to get his opinion on this horse.
And tell me a little bit more about the mare. What's she called and how old is she?
Her competition name is West River. I refer to her as Emma in the barn. And she will be 9 this year. She's a Hanoverian cross.
And so what have you done with her then before these training sessions, Lizzie? I mean, what have you been doing with her? What's the high points of her career? And then tell us a little bit about what you were looking for, what you needed with Leslie for these training sessions, what you needed to get out of them.
Sure. So I competed her 2 times last fall. I took her to 5 Points horse trials and then Stable View down in Aiken in September, just both at the preliminary level. And it was great to go down with Leslie. I mean, I still just don't know the horse very well. I got her in August and competed her twice, and then I had to have foot surgery in October. So I was not able to ride for 2 months. So to be able to go down and get that caliber of help with the horse, I mean, I probably before the training sessions had only jumped her like 10 times total. So it was still a big learning curve for me. Just getting to know her, but she's totally exceeding all of my expectations. She's super fun to ride, and I'm really excited about her. I think she's got a lot of talent, and I think she's gonna make a great horse.
So going into the training sessions, what were the kind of things you'd like to be working on then right now with her?
I took 2 flat lessons with Leslie and 1 jump lesson. I had to leave a little bit early because of school. But I guess on the flat, she's a bit of a different ride than I'm used to riding. The past couple horses that I've had have been a bit, more of a kick ride, the last one I had. And she's definitely a very more forward horse, which I love. So it's kind of training myself to allow her to go more forward. I'm a little bit afraid she's going to run away with me at the trot. But I think I'm finally gotten over that. And she's proven to me that that's not going to happen. And the jumping, she definitely has her own style. And she's got quite a bit of spring to her. But it's kind of taken me a little bit of time to get used to how she needs to be ridden, which is a little bit different than I have been riding in the past. So it's been kind of a learning curve for me, but obviously all in the best way. She's been good. It's been very educational so far.
And what did you take away from that then with her from those sessions?
On the flat, I think I took away, I just need to be a little bit more confident, both in myself and just in general with her. I need to kind of go for it a bit more instead of being so conservative and trying to keep everything together. And really the same thing in the jumping. I need to just ride her like she's a grown-up horse and tell her what I want her to do. And when I do that, she actually goes very well, but I'm been riding a little bit conservatively, and that doesn't really end well for anything.
Well, that leads me on to my next question, Lizzie, because I'm wondering now at this point in your career, the experience that you've had, you're just really at the cusp of really going forward now at your young age, but what do you feel you need to work on as a rider?
I feel like I need to work on everything. I would say dressage is probably my weakest link. So I'm going to spend a lot of time with her on the flat. I've got her entered in a dressage show this coming weekend, just a local one in town. But I think I really need to nail down my flat work. And I think obviously that transfers over to the show jumping and the cross country and all that. And I think just working on my relationship with her is going to make everything a lot better. We've come a long ways in the just a little bit of time that I've had her, especially because I wasn't able to ride her for a couple months. I think I just need to get on and go, and hopefully with school and everything, luckily she's broke enough that I can kind of just keep everything going, but hopefully I can get out there and compete some. And if I have to take it a little slow this spring with school and everything, that's fine. But I think she's got enough talent and power in there that I can kind of do whatever with her, which I'm super excited about.
So if you look beyond the spring season then to through the summer and the fall, what would you like to achieve with her by the end of the year, Lizzie?
I would love to do a CCI 2-star with her. I'd love to get one done this spring. I'm hoping that's going to happen. I've got her entered in Pine Top just in the preliminary, and we'll kind of see how that goes. But I think I'm going to be more the detriment than she is at this point, just with my school schedule. But I would love to do a CCI 2-star with her, if not in the spring, then in the fall. But if she could do both, that would be great too.
And tell us about the other horses you have. You have 4 altogether.
I do. She's really the only one that I have to ride right now, which is of my own, which is fine because I'm so busy with class and homework and all of that. But the other 3 in the barn are, I've got Coal Creek. He's just retired and hanging out and not doing much. And then we've got 1 young one that Bobby Stevenson has kind of taken over the ride on while he's in town, which is great. And then I've just got another one of a friend and boarder that she helps me out and everything. So just those 4 there right now, which is making my life a little bit easier with school.
I can imagine. When do you actually hope to graduate with your bachelor's?
May of 2018, if everything stays on track.
Right, a while to go, so it's going to be an interesting year for you, Lizzie. Well, thank you for taking the time to come on the program. Always great to catch up with you. Yeah, and good luck with her. It sounds like you're going to have some fun with that mare.
Thank you. I'm hoping so. I enjoy riding her every day, so that's a good start.
That's a start, absolutely. Well, thanks again, Lizzie. Take care.
All right, thank you so much.
Leslie Law joins me now, having just gone through those under 25 training sessions. Leslie, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us what your plans were for these. Now, you've been doing this a little while with the under-25s. What did you go in there with this year, Leslie? Any different strategy, expectations? What were your goals?
Well, the goals, I mean, I think the goals are always very similar. You know, we're trying to, you know, we're trying to teach the riders when it comes to the different disciplines. You're looking at coaching and training ideas, and those ideas is you're always teaching technique. You're always trying to, you know, then you're telling them the theory of it behind the technique, so they understand that. With the basically the end result is that, as I say to them, you want those things to become instinctual when you're actually competing. Because if they're not instinct in the competition, then you're late basically with that decision. You know, because at the end of the day, very much for the emerging 25s, you know, this is a pipeline to the seniors and hopefully senior teams. So, you know, our goals, you know, the goal at the end of the day is to try and identify people within the program that are going to be those future athletes on the senior teams. So obviously there's the goals as far as the riding techniques go and everything as far as the dressage, three disciplines, the dressage, jumping and cross country. But there's a whole lot of other things to look at. You know, you're judging their temperament, you're judging what they might be like under pressure, sometimes putting them a little bit under pressure to see how they cope with that, you know, within a training session, as to how you know, they would then cope with that in competition. So, you know, there's quite a wide horizon of goals, quite honestly. And, you know, the training session here in the winter, it's 4 days. And so, you know, without overload, my job as much as possible as far as setting them goals is assessing them as well within those 4 days.
Do you find that you have to come back to basics with them and make sure those principles are secure before you move forward with them individually, Leslie?
Like I always say, the further you go down the road, whether it's with a rider or with a horse, the more you're always coming back to basics, quite honestly. And so that's, you know, that the first day as far as riding goes, we work on the dressage, and that first day is very much coming back to basics and making sure they understand that, and making sure they understand that the horse, you know, the horse is supple and through, and the suppleness and throughness, I think, is extremely important for the event horse, you know, before you can move on. And those are very basic things, and it's not a criticism of the people on the squad or anything. That's something that we all have to do. You know, and it's no different when I'm riding my horses. I find the further they are down that road, the more advanced they become, probably the more I go back to basics to work on them, basically. So that is something you're always going back to. You know, you can't miss basics, and you're always going back to that, whether it's with students and with the horses, quite honestly.
Now, what about out of the tack, Leslie, the other principles of horsemanship? How much emphasis do you put on that?
There's a huge emphasis on that. You know, we obviously within the training session, we have lectures in the morning, we have lectures at lunchtime. And we bring different people in for those lectures as well. I'm doing lectures I do the lectures first thing in the morning, but at the lunchtime we're bringing different people in for lectures. We bring Max in to do a stable management lecture. We brought Dr. Jill Copenhagen in to talk about veterinary. We've got the horse physio coming in tomorrow for the emerging 18s. So there's a lot of talk about, you know, about the stable management side of it, and the horse welfare, and you know, the horse care, them knowing their horses, knowing what is normal for their horse and what's not normal, and every horse is often slightly different there. So there's a big emphasis on that side of it as well, and you know, obviously using people like Max and like I said, Dr. Jill Copenhagen. I mean, you know, they're extremely qualified people in that area, and those lectures I think have been extremely productive. I mean, you know, Max had so much experience that, you know, she can answer questions and give them so much advice, and we often have we have a blacksmith come in and talk about shoeing, and you know, and getting them as students of the sport, if you like, to make sure that, you know, when they're dealing with their own blacksmith and their own vet, to ask questions, why are they doing that, and so that you know, the you don't just have your horse shot, or you don't just have the vet come in. You need to ask questions as to why that is happening and why are they doing things, and to be actively involved as a person with those professionals, because they become part of your team as you develop into a professional rider. So there's a big emphasis on all of that side of it as well. You know, Dr. Jill Copenhagen talked about nutrition this week, and then talked about the lower leg, you know, looking at the tendons, the suspensories, the check ligaments. So they know what the superficial is and what the deep digital is tendon, and they know where the suspensory is, and they know what the fetlock joint is, and where if there's filling and so forth, you know, whether they should be alarmed or not. So we're not just trying to it's important to turn them into professional riders, but also a huge awareness of horsemanship.
And how many did you have on these sessions? How many riders did you have, Leslie?
So last week on the 25s, there was nine of them. This week we've had a big group. We've got a big group with the 18s. We've actually got 13. And then in the week after next, I go out to California, where there'll be four of the under 18s and one of the under 25s.
So what would you say to anyone that's listening to this, Leslie, who hopes to make these training sessions one day, what they can do to help themselves at home with all aspects of their riding and, importantly, as you say, the horsemanship element out of the tack?
I mean, as far as the riding goes, you know, I mean, obviously, it's important to have good coaching, and good training. You know, I think for me, the program is working very, very well, because this year it was for the selectors. It wasn't an easy task, and we've never had so many under 18s on the squad as this, and you know, and it was not easy for the selectors as far as selecting those that we almost had more. So that actually tells me that this is a program that people are actually wanting to get on, and what is happening year after year, that the standard that we're selecting is getting higher and higher. So the standard of riding before they even get here is getting higher and higher, because people are trying to get on the program. So it's actually raising the level right across the country before they even get to us these days. And so, you know, yes, for those riders who are looking to get on this, I think you have to be good about, you know, who's training you, and make sure that that's the right person for you, and you're developing as a rider. And as I spoke to some of the athletes in the last 2 weeks, you know, if you have friends who didn't get on, the thing is it's not that they should be disappointed by that, because if they're applying next year, what selectors will look at is to how those people who didn't get on this year, what did they do? What did they do for themselves over the last 12 months to improve themselves? And did they go out there and show the selectors that they did improve themselves, or did they sit back and do nothing about it? Because that's temperament, and that's, you know, and those sort of things, that's what the sort of person we look for in the end for teams type of thing. So, you know, what have they got to do? At the end of the day, everything, you know, every decision you make at the end, you're responsible for, whether you're 16, 17, 18, or right through to 25. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that, you know, I guess is growing up and maturing and understanding that. And because if you want to ride on the U.S. team, there are going to be plenty of times you might not get selected and you might be disappointed. But, you know, if you sit back and sort of, you know, go and sort of, you know, sit in a corner and do nothing about it, you're never going to get there. And then there are other people who say, right, I'm going to take this by the scruff of the neck and I'm going to show these people what I can do. And that's what they've got to do at this young age as well.
That's what you're looking for. So sound advice, Leslie. How many more sessions do you have? You mentioned the California one in 2 weeks. And after that?
After that, there'll be more training. There'll be more sessions throughout the year. Obviously, those haven't been finalized yet because we got to look at where people are. We got to look. We've asked for their competition schedules throughout the year so that, you know, we're not trying to organize training sessions when too many of them are, you know, running off to a competition, because that's not productive. So, you know, we've asked for their show schedule for the year so we can look at that and identify when the best time for these further training schedules will be. And obviously for the 18s, there's a huge school, is a big part of their education, and so we, you know, we have to respect that as well, and we have to try and fit in training sessions when it doesn't affect school as well.
Yeah, lots to consider, of course, but clearly that you are bringing out some new talent for the future. Hopefully they will be heading to the U.S. squad in their careers, hopefully. Leslie, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program, taking the time to do this, and the best of luck with the continued training of these young people.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And that's it for this week's episode. You can find out more about the USEF's Under 25 Training and Under 18 Training Program on the website at usef.org and on the USEA website at useventing.com. To listen to this podcast on your mobile device, you can download it from the iTunes Podcast Store. Just look for USEA Podcast. Don't forget to keep up with all the latest news on the website at useventing.com or by following us on social media at useventing. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.